It's interesting because often this is spoken of as a parable in part of Jesus. But unlike any other parable, it names names. And so scripture scholars debate whether or not this is a parable, where Jesus basically, as Paul Harvey on the radio used to say, now you know the rest of the story. Jesus is putting enough details in there. Hey, remember a guy named Lazarus who was leprous and kind of sat around, and we know someone else who died, a very wealthy person, had five brothers back at his brother's house or his father's house, you know, these kind of things. Jesus is specifically speaking to the Pharisees. The Pharisaical mind is that if you are blessed with wealth here on earth, it is a sign. It is a sign that you and God are good. There ain't nothing to worry about. You're blessed here. This is the Pharisaical mind. Same Pharisaical mind that would look at someone who is leprous, someone who is afflicted with something, and say, what did they do? Or what did their parents do that they have leprosy? What is the sin that is being revealed by this sickness? But Jesus is trying to cut through that junk. Cut through it. This mentality it's alive and well in our own society. And we see people that are not like us. They're in situations of life and things where we can say, well, you know, it is their choices that they've made that puts them in this situation and these things. We have to be careful. Have to be very careful. You have no idea their story. You have no idea what makes them in the situation that you find them in. We are all victims of the sin and brokenness of this world. The worst is when we see innocent suffering. I'm sure you've lived long enough in which the sins of others have affected your life, right? We suffer because of the sins of others. To reality. You could chalk it up and say, well, I didn't suffer because of other sins that I did, and so now God's getting back at me. My brothers and sisters, set all of that junk aside. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees because he wants them to understand. He wants them to understand that if they're putting their hope in the things of this world, they will be very disappointed in the world to come. The first reading informs this gospel text. The person who trusts in material things is like a bush found in an arid desert with no source of water. The one who trusts in the Lord, even in a time when the waters do not fall from the sky, the roots go down to the riverbed, and there is able to draw forth what is necessary. We take nothing with us. I don't care how much stuff people stick in your coffin with you. On the day that you die, you take none of it with you. You know, it's interesting, I thought about it, and hopefully you receive this well. You will be before the Lord absolutely naked. You understand that? You won't even have a stitch of clothing on you. You won't even take a stitch of clothing with you to the other side. You will be absolutely naked before him. You take nothing with you. Hopefully, except the Holy Spirit. If you're not even going to be able to take a stitch of clothing with you, then who is it that you must trust in this world? Because that other world is coming. Jesus is challenging the Pharisees. The Pharisees, their love of money, their love of all of this, and the how well they fulfill the law and do all that they're supposed to do, and all of these things. And blessings are a sign that we're doing the right thing. The exterior. But for days now, we've been speaking about the disposition of our heart to be made in the image and likeness of God, to give ourselves away. This rich man had so much, he had so much opportunity to be magnanimous in the generosity of his heart. And Jesus is setting before us this minimalistic kind of thing. Lazarus would have been fed to fullness from the scraps that fell from the table. It's not like even the scraps were enough for him to eat to fullness, to be completely filled, simply what fell from this man's table. He dressed in purple. We take for granted that purple is a color that you may have in your closet. Only the wealthiest of people possessed purple, because it required so much dye to create it. He dressed in fine linen, and he dined sumptuously every day. And if I have more than 2 meals a day, I put on weight like a whatever. He dined sumptuously each day. This man had more than enough. But he lost perspective of what it's all about. He was made in the image and likeness of God, who gives generously in the situations of all life. Are you free, my brothers and sisters? Are you free to be generous? The level of our freedom is directly proportional to the trust that we place in the Lord. If I draw my life and my identity from God and God alone, then I am radically free to be absolutely generous with myself and with the things I possess. We only have God. It is all you will have on the other side. So you better build that relationship now. Amen.